This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm surprised to see Vietnam, Laos and Bangladesh on the list. Well, particularly Vietnam and Laos. I mean, they're places that Australians go for holidays.
Right, it's so funny, isn't it? I mean, even Indonesia and Bali is a common destination for Australians. But what most people don't see when they go to those places is life for Christians. And the best way of describing it is that some of the believers from Asia said to us, persecution is like a scale. At one end is smash and the other end is squeeze. And they said the smash stuff, that's kind of like ISIS in the Middle East and all of that sort of stuff. But for Russia and Asia, it's what we call squeeze persecution, where the outworking of our normal life is made so difficult because of our choice to follow Jesus that we call it civil death. They said it's like kids unable to go to school, unable to get employment, unable to get identification and therefore medical services, restriction to local water in certain places. You know, that sort of oppressive lifestyle, and because of their faith, particularly happens in the more rural and community villages where whole communities are a particular religion, whether it's Buddhist, Hinduism, Islam, or these community groups. When someone gives their life to Christ, it is just so different and so much of an outsider that they're really heavily persecuted within those communities.
Where else has there been an increase in persecution?
Look, I think what we've found, and one of the things I would say is that to the top 50, and so many people ask us to go to the top 100, and what we say is that, look, if we went to the top 100, you would start seeing things like France and Germany pop up on the list. Mm-hmm. What we're finding is that there is an increasing intolerance for Christianity in developed nations. And what I think we'll see in the coming 3 to 5 years is a real interesting shift in persecution. Some of the biggest challenges I think facing our organization will probably come from the developed world, whereby there's a lack of, I guess, acceptance of the church, inverted commas, and the outworking of faith will be more difficult. So for me, that's a real interesting shift in persecution, the transition from simply being something in the field, the Middle East, Asia, to being something that's now encroaching on Europe, and I think in the next 3 to 5 years we'll encroach more on our community.
Oh, thanks for the heads up, Mike.
No worries.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. That's Mike Gore, the CEO of Open Doors, speaking to us about World Watch List, and you can find out more at opendoors.org.au.